The Democratic Alliance will this morning be laying criminal charges against the MEC for Health in the KwaZulu-Natal province, MEC Nomagugu Simelane Zulu, for obstructing members of parliament from conducting their oversight work at public health facilities in the province. Yesterday, when members of parliament and members of the legislature attempted to conduct oversight visits at the Stanger Hospital and the adjacent Field Hospital, which is meant to have been completed in order to ease the pressure on health facilities in the province, we were notified by the hospital management that the MEC had instructed them to obstruct this visit and to prevent us from gaining access to this facility. It is now clear that the MEC has no understanding of the Constitution, particularly chapters 4 and 6 of the Constitution, which give powers to both Parliament and the legislature to have oversight on government responsibilities. And now, with the KZN province already with over 85,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and almost 1,000 fatalities, it is important for us to be able to have clear oversight on the Department of Health in the province. It is important also, particularly now that we have incidents which are being reported, like was done in a Peter Maritzburg hospital, where a patient was left outside to fend for themselves and who subsequently died. And while the Minister of Health, Dr. Mkhize, has committed to obtaining this report, it does not mean that members of parliament cannot go and ascertain these facts for themselves. The MEC cannot continue to bully members of parliament. It is our constitutional obligation to make sure that the citizens of South Africa are actually given the healthcare services that they are promised, which is contained in the Constitution, and we will not be deterred. And that is why we'll be laying these criminal charges, and we will be laying the complaint with the leader of government business, the deputy president of the country, David Mabuza, to sanction the MEC for this appalling behavior.